the five wins. We're very fortunate to get that. At the same time, there's probably three other games that we could have won had the ball bounced the right way or we held on to the ball.
The Argonauts went 5-6, tying Florida Tech and New Haven for the most wins by a first-year Division II program in the past decade. Head coach Pete Schoenig says expectations were not solely based on the scoreboard.
Going into the season, I really didn't sit there and say, if we win X number of games, this is what we're trying to do or that. Really just wanted to see a team that played hard, continued to get better, and see a team that just continued to grow together.
UWF dropped its final two games to Gulf South Conference rivals North Alabama and West Georgia by a combined score of 120-3. After the West Georgia game, a 69-0 rout, Schoenig told his players, "Don't forget how this feels."
I wanted our guys to never have that feeling again of feeling like they couldn't get anything done. We looked like we were out of gas at that point in time, literally running in mud, and we wanted to be where West Georgia was, and we got our work cut out for us in order to get there.
The memories of the first ever season includes the first ever game on September 3rd, a 45-0 shutout of Ave Maria on the road.
To go to Ave Maria, drive that far, to have a delay, not only in the game itself, but in our departure time because of the hurricane. To go down there and watch those guys play, that obviously was a highlight. I'd been waiting 2 years for that to take place.
More season highlights were back home at Bayfront Stadium in downtown Pensacola.
The first three home games, getting victories there, obviously beating Florida Tech, who's nationally ranked and went to the playoffs. That was a huge plus for us.
As the offseason cranks up, a study's underway by UWF's Haas Business Center to see just how Argo football's inaugural season impacted the local economy. Results are due out sometime in January.
Football is one of the amenities of a growing university, just like an honors college.
UWF economist Rick Harper had some thoughts while tailgating before the Argos' first home game against Missouri S&T. Harper added that there are things, while non-economic in nature, that do relate to quality of life. College football, he believes, is one of them.
The people who are out here at the tailgate parties spending that money bringing pies and pulled pork, they might have spent it on something else in the community. But the fact that this is here, just like Pensacola has beautiful beaches, great medical care, all of those sorts of things, this is part of that equation.
Many say college football has three seasons: the games, the recruiting, and spring practice. This is recruiting season, and UWF coach Pete Schoenig and his staff are on the road.
In today's day and age, recruiting never stops. It just kind of intensifies a little bit at this point in time as coaches are out and about visiting high schools, visiting young men and their families, and talking about how we could see them earning a degree from the University of West Florida.
One question is, do you recruit to fill specific needs, or do you go after the best available athletes?
A little bit of both. We're not going to go sign 13 running backs, but we might take one more running back than we planned on if it's a really good crop. We're always trying to fill positional needs. We'll always take the best guy that we feel we can get.
West Florida's 2017 schedule won't be released until next month, but this much is already known. The Argonauts will open the season September 2nd on the road because of a Pensacola Blue Wahoos home series that weekend at Bayfront. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.